also here's the key thing to understand is that your nervous system is fast, right? Wisdom is slow. Wisdom arrives after the body has settled. Wisdom arrives after the breath returns, right? Wisdom arrives after the adrenaline leaves the bloodstream. And that's why reacting immediately when we're activated almost never leads to clarity and may sometimes make situations worse. If nervous system activation is normal, what is the magic, right? The magic is not never getting triggered. I'd say the magic is learning how to come back to yourself after you do, learning how to pause, learning how to breathe, learning how to say, okay, my nervous system is telling a story right now. Let me wait before deciding if that story is true. Hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And today's Magic Monday is about something that I think every single human experiences, some more frequently than others. And it's something that, this is my favorite topic lately, it's about the nervous system. When your nervous system gets activated, when something happens, or you see something, or you hear something, and suddenly your brain writes a story. And maybe not a little story either. It could be a whole cinematic production. The music, the lighting, the plot twists, the emotional monologues, the whole thing. And it happens in seconds. And everything could be la-di-da. La-di-da in life. You're going about your day and everything's beautiful. Then you see or hear or receive one thing, and suddenly your heart beats a little faster, your stomach tightens, your brain starts connecting the dots, because again, it happens in seconds, and suddenly your body is reacting to a story that may or may not even be true. And so I want to talk about this today, about the difference between intuition and nervous system activation. So not just anxiety, because this can feel very similar in the body, but they are actually very different energies. So the nervous system, it's our protector, right? It's not a truth teller though. So our nervous system has one primary job, protection. Not clarity, not truth, not wisdom, protection. And you might think, well, yeah, that's my anxiety as well. But your nervous system is the biological system in your body that constantly scans for safety or danger. And it runs mostly automatically. And it controls things like your heart rate, your breathing, your digestion, your fight or flight response, your freeze response, your emotional regulation. And it has two main modes that are relevant here. So in your regulated state, your very safe state, you feel calm and present and able to think clearly. And then when you're activated, you're in a protective state and your body prepares for a potential danger. So activation, like I said, I'm gonna repeat them again. Heart racing, tight chest, hyper alertness, emotional intensity, difficulty thinking clearly. Like this is the body response. It's not a thought pattern. So your nervous system can activate even if nothing is actually wrong. So you see something unexpected, your body goes alert before your brain understands what's actually happening. Now, anxiety is the mind's interpretation. So anxiety is the mental story layered on top of nervous system activation. So when your nervous system activates, your brain tries to explain why. So the mind starts generating thoughts like, what if something is wrong? What if I miss something? What if this means something bad? I need to figure this out right now. And anxiety is often rumination, catastrophic thinking, looping thoughts, right? Trying to solve uncertainty. So anxiety is more cognitive, while nervous system activation is more physiological. The key difference here is nervous system activation is body response. Anxiety is a mental interpretation of that response. So like, think of it like this, like your nervous system, your alarm goes off. And then anxiety is your brain starts writing a whole movie about why the alarm went off. And so when people try to argue with anxiety using logic, it often doesn't work because the body is still activated. And so the real order of operations would be to first calm the body, and then the mind becomes clear. And that's why things like breathing, taking a long inhale for about 4 seconds and then an exhale for about 6 seconds, right? Or walking, sleep, time passing, right? Maybe you are on a medication that helps with anxiety and regulation. So Once the nervous system settles, the anxious story often falls apart naturally. Or maybe you take some herbs, which herbalists usually call these nervines, that may help regulate your stress responses and soothe the body and bring the nervous system back toward a parasympathetic rest and digest state, like chamomile tea or chamomile, lemon balm, passion flower, milky oat straw, whatever you call it, holy basil, lavender, something that relaxes the mind and nourishes long-term resilience. And then once the nervous system settles, the anxious story often falls apart naturally. So here's another example. Imagine waking up and seeing something confusing. Your first reaction, your nervous system, your heart rate increases, your body feels alert, and then anxiety kicks in. What does this mean? Is something wrong? I need to solve this. But once your body settles later in the day, you might suddenly think, oh, that actually wasn't a big deal. Nothing changed externally. It's just your nervous system was finally regulated. So your nervous system rings the alarm, and then anxiety writes the story about why the alarm went off. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. March is a really beautiful month because it includes International Women's Day. And I've been thinking a lot about the women in my life and how much they carry at work and in relationships and in families, and the invisible emotional labor, the expectations, the strength it takes to show up again and again. And I want to take a moment to celebrate my mom. She has this quiet resilience. She just keeps going, and she holds so much for everyone around her, and she does it with all her heart. And I know so many of you are that woman for someone else. You hold things together. You anticipate needs. You carry more than anyone probably even realizes. So I just want to say you matter too. And therapy can be such a grounding space to unpack the roles you play, the pressure you feel, and to learn how to create healthier balance and boundaries. It's a space that's just for you. BetterHelp has over 30,000 licensed therapists and has helped more than 6 million people worldwide. They match you with a therapist based on your needs and preferences. And if it's not the right fit, you can switch at any time. Your emotional well-being matters. Find support and feel lighter in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com. Friends, I need to tell you something that Jordan and I have been seriously talking about for the summer. We live in Utah, right? And Utah is a great place for outdoorsy people. And so we've been looking at doing an RV trip. You know, we're not planning on buying an RV and changing our entire lifestyle or anything, just renting one for the summer through Outdoorsy. So if you haven't heard of it, Outdoorsy is basically the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the US, which means you can rent an RV or camper without owning one. And what I didn't realize is how easy it actually is. You literally, step one, search for a rig near you, then two, book it with insurance and roadside assistance included, and then three, either drive it yourself, tow it, or have it delivered and fully set up for you. Like, you can just show up and it's ready. And for summer 2026, this is kind of genius. Between the huge international soccer tournament coming to North America, America's 250th anniversary celebrations, and the 100th anniversary of Route 66, hotels are going to be wild. An RV lets you stay close to the action, or honestly, just closer to nature, closer to the river and the trailhead and to the beach, closer to the quiet. As a dog mom, the idea of bringing the boys without worrying about pet fees or weird hotel rules, that sounds great for me. Sounds dreamy. So Outdoorsy has thousands of rigs nationwide, from cute camper vans to full family-sized motorhomes, and they include comprehensive insurance, 24/7 support, and roadside assistance, so it doesn't feel risky. It actually feels freeing. So if you want to turn the drive into the vacation this summer, go check it out and use promo code MAGIC to have all service fees removed from your 2026 booking. That's kind of major. I'll link everything in the show notes so you can explore. Maybe we'll see each other on the road. So when your nervous system is scanning the environment, you might ask just one question: am I safe right now? And the moment it senses uncertainty, not even danger or anything, just uncertainty, It tries to solve the puzzle as quickly as possible because uncertainty is uncomfortable for the human brain. The brain would rather have a wrong story than no story at all. So it fills in the blanks, right? It starts creating explanations. It starts predicting outcomes. And suddenly we're reacting emotionally to something that hasn't even fully happened yet. And this is actually a very ancient survival mechanism. Thousands of years ago, if our ancestors heard rustling in the bushes, the nervous system didn't calmly say, "Oh, let's gather more information." No, it said, "That might be a tiger. That might be a tiger." And it prepared the body to run. Feet did not fail them. But here's the interesting part about modern life. So most of our nervous system activations are no longer about physical survival. They're about social safety, right? Belonging, trust, relationships, uncertainty about other people's behavior. And because relationships matter so deeply to us, our nervous system sometimes reacts just as strongly to emotional uncertainty as it would to physical danger. And also, here's the key thing to understand is that your nervous system is fast, right? Wisdom is slow. Wisdom arrives after the body has settled. Wisdom arrives after the breath returns. Right? Wisdom arrives after the adrenaline leaves the bloodstream. And that's why reacting immediately when we're activated almost never leads to clarity and may sometimes make situations worse. And so if nervous system activation is normal, what is the magic, right? The magic is not never getting triggered. I'd say the magic is learning how to come back to yourself after you do. Learning how to pause. Learning how to breathe. Learning how to say, Okay, my nervous system is telling a story right now. Let me wait before deciding if that story is true, right? So this is emotional maturity, and this is nervous system wisdom. Because when we pause instead of reacting, something really beautiful happens. Space opens. And inside that space, we can start to see the bigger picture, and we can remember the full context of our lives. The history that we share with people, or the patterns that actually define relationships. Because one moment rarely defines the truth of a relationship, right? Patterns do. Consistency does. How people show up over time does. And so when we allow ourselves to settle before reacting, we create room for those bigger truths to come forward. And this doesn't mean ignoring your feelings, of course, right? And it obviously doesn't mean suppressing discomfort. We don't want to do that. It just means honoring your feelings without immediately believing the first story your brain writes about them. And so that is a very powerful skill. And it does take taking deep breaths and knowing that you are going to need to be patient in this moment, even though you're activated and you might want to fire back. The best thing you can do is wait for your nervous system to be more regulated and respond to what's going on versus react. That is, again, a very powerful skill because it protects both your peace and your relationships. Also, there's another layer to this conversation that I think is really important. Trust, right? A lot of people think trust means never feeling uncertainty, but that's not realistic, right? Trust actually means something more grounded. It means allowing space for reality to reveal itself. And it also means giving people the dignity of explaining themselves instead of writing their story for them. And also remembering the full character of a person instead of letting one moment overshadow everything you know about them. And also, most importantly, trust includes trusting yourself. Right? As cheesy as that sounds, it's true. Trust includes trusting yourself, trusting your ability to regulate your nervous system, your ability to communicate calmly. Also, your ability to handle whatever truth eventually emerges. Because when we trust ourselves to handle reality, we don't need to panic about uncertainty. We can stay steady, and we can stay curious, and we can stay grounded. And grounded people create much, much healthier conversations than activated people. So if you've had a moment recently where your mind started spinning or where your nervous system started writing stories or you felt yourself getting pulled into a spiral, then I just want to offer a gentle reminder today that nothing has gone wrong. You are human. Your nervous system is doing exactly what it was designed to do. And the real magic is simply noticing when it happens, right? Taking a breath and returning to yourself again and again and again. Because the more you practice this, the more peaceful your inner world becomes and the more grounded your relationships become too. And not because nothing ever activates you, but because you know how to find your way back. Anyway, before I close today, I just want to offer a tiny little ritual, nothing complicated, just a breath. Wherever you are right now, take one slow inhale and slow exhale. And remind yourself of this simple truth. Not every thought deserves my belief. Not every feeling deserves my reaction. But every moment is an opportunity to return to myself. And that, my magical friends, is where the real magic lies. Anyway, feel free to say hi to me on Substack or Instagram. Now that this is being released on a Monday, I'll be back on Instagram. I had one little moment where I went on Instagram for a second and I was like, oh, and I even downloaded the app and everything. I was activated, but didn't feel right. I committed to 2 weeks, which actually I technically was hitting my 2 week mark yesterday, but I extended it for 2 weeks till the next episode. So I had decided. And with that said, I'll be back on Instagram today. My username is at Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA, also on Substack. Anyway, with all that being said, appreciate you so much. I will connect with you next Monday. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.
Thank you.